Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Strang Report. I'm Steve Strang. I'm continuing today the conversation I had recently with Pat Robertson, the founder of CBN and Regent University. Both of these institutions have been around a long time. CBN is more than 50 years old. Regent University is very close to 30 years old. Most institutions this old tend to plateau or sometimes even decline, but both have had phenomenal growth. As someone who has to run an organization which is now 40 years old, I know the challenge of continuing the growth of the early years. So I was fascinated to talk to Pat Robertson about this, and he gave me a secret that we're going to try here in our own organization because I believe it'll work. So after a word from our sponsor, we're going to come back and talk to Pat Robertson, and I believe that you'll find it very interesting too.
This podcast is brought to you by the Jesus Image Ministry. The Jesus Conference is a rare and historic event hosted by Michael and Jessica Koulianos of Jesus Image. Join Reinhard Bonnke, Benny Hinn, Heidi Baker, Michael Koulianos, Daniel Kalinda, and many more for this historic gathering in Orlando, Florida. Many voices and many generations will be lifting up the name of Jesus. Join us for a time of encountering Jesus. You'll never be the same. To register, all you need to do is visit JesusImage.tv. Again, visit that website, JesusImage.tv. Would you do that today and support Michael Koulianos, a sponsor of this podcast?
You asked me when we were talking about Charisma's 40th anniversary, what's next for Charisma? So let me ask you, what's next for CBN? What do you look forward to in the future?
Well, the one thing I'm working on right now is a university. I started back over 30 years ago, Regent University, and now I'm the CEO or whatever it is of that school. And we have put that on a growth curve the same way. I'm asking for an increase of 30% a year compounded. And I'm pleased to report that right now we have, well, the next day or two, we have 7,300 students. By Christmas, we will have 9,000 students. By this time next year, we'll have 15,000 students, and within 7 or 8 years, we'll have 80,000 students. And we have a big campus in Singapore. We have about 100 majors, and we're going to be educating a whole class of people to be leaders to change the world. My other thrust is CBN, our overseas work, is just tremendous. The Lord showed me the other day that we needed to go into Egypt. So we're starting right now a spiritual blitz for Egypt. Our Arabic language website has about 50 million hits a year. We've had 33 million streaming downloads on our Arabic language stuff. And I hope that we'll be making an impact in Saudi Arabia and Turkey and Iraq and Iran and in the Middle East. So that's part of what we're doing. It's a lot more.
Well, I've watched Regent grow from its beginnings. I can remember when it started as CBNU.
That's right.
And Bob Schlosser, a journalist, was an early president, maybe the first president. I knew him personally. So your growth has been pretty impressive, but nothing in the early years equal what you just described. So most institutions would be on a certain trajectory and maybe even a bell curve where they go up and then they start to come down. So what has made it different for this to take off? Is there one or two things?
I gathered a group together. I have a house up in the mountains, and I gathered a group of experts and our staff, and we talked about things, and I said, what is holding us back? And they began to give me stuff, and I said, what do you want to change? And we'd go around the table, and I'd say, is this something you want to change? And they'd all say yes. I'd say, all right, put that down. And how about this? Well, we won't do that right now. Okay, we'll leave that aside. how about the next and the next? And when we got back, we had a list of action items. We put them into effect. And then subsequent to that, we have completely recast how we offer education. We've added about 40 new course majors. We have about 84 now. We're on the way to 100. We have gone to 8-week terms instead of going to the old semesters. We have shaken up recruiting. If somebody calls in, they're interested in enrolling, we can get them signed up in about 90 minutes. It used to take about 3 months. I've completely shaken up the way we do stuff, and it's a whole other equation, and it's simply amazing. We also stepped up our spending on advertising. This next fiscal year, we'll spend $13 million on ads. So it's just a start, but it's simply amazing. Everybody's on board. We're adding courses in cybersecurity. We're adding courses in advanced cryptology. We're adding courses in nursing and, you know, on and on. But it will have 100 degree concentrations before this year's end.
Well, Regent and CBNU before it, and even the 700 Club have been good advertisers of ours over the years, which we appreciate. But I know the landscape well enough to know that it is hard to get students, especially with education being so expensive. Advertising is reaching students, of course, but where are you finding all these students? And you talked about being in Singapore and some other places. How many are you going to actually have here in Virginia Beach?
Well, a lot of it is going to be online, but we're finding that there is a pool of adult learners who want a college degree. As far as Asia is concerned, they want an American university degree in the worst possible way. South America is the same thing. It's a huge market. But here at home, if you give them the right courses, it's like you've got a restaurant. You've got to make sure you have a varied menu that meets the taste of the people. For example, we have an articulation agreement with Eastern Virginia Medical School, which means that our graduates, when they get through taking courses with Eastern Virginia, have a priority access into their medical program. And we noticed that there's certain fields of endeavor that people are very interested in. Nursing is one of them. Cybersecurity is one of them. Advanced computing in general is one of them. And science is one. And so when you add that and you advertise right, people want to come, but it's also the way you process. We have all the necessary. There's no barrier between a student hearing an ad and wanting to come here, and that's what's key. We're adding students at the rate of 500 a month, 500 every month, and it'll go much faster than that.
I hope you got as much out of what Pat Robertson had to say as I did. We're going to try it here at Charisma Media. Meanwhile, I want to encourage you to read my newsletter, The Strang Report. You can go online to subscribe to it and also to follow me on Periscope. It's @SStrang, and I try to put things on Periscope all along, including sometimes we even put on doing the podcast live. I've gotten quite a few followers in just a couple of weeks, and I'd like to have you follow me too.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.